This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. House, by just a one-vote majority, is advancing articles of impeachment against U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans failed to do the same thing last week.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
Mayorkas now becomes the very first cabinet official to face impeachment since the 1870s. Several House Republicans say he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors over his handling of the U.S. southern border. The White House is pressuring lawmakers in Congress now to quickly pass a new $90 billion-plus foreign aid package.
The president urges the House to send this legislation to his desk immediately so that he can sign it into law.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, it was part of the earlier rejected bipartisan border security deal, but is now being passed by U.S. senators as a standalone bipartisan funding package for allies overseas. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has opposed direct foreign aid spending on Ukraine in the past. However, now the bill includes spending for Israel and Taiwan as well. National political polls continue to say the same thing. Most American voters do not want to see a Biden-Trump rematch for president.
According to the Reuters Ipsos poll, Trump has the support of 37% of respondents, while Biden holds 34%. Additionally, 10% of all respondents expressed intentions to vote for other candidates, while 12% said they don't plan to vote at all. I'm John Schaefer.
DoorDash, Uber, and Lyft drivers are going to strike this Valentine's Day. A group called Justice for App Workers mentioned they'd planned for drivers to stage pickets outside airports and Uber offices, especially between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in close to a dozen cities. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin's in good condition now following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, who was in charge on an interim basis. Austin will now work from home. The Defense Secretary was hospitalized last month for an infection related to surgery for prostate cancer. A food recall you need to know about if you shop big retail. Corey Myers has more.
A nationwide dairy recall linked to a deadly listeria outbreak now includes products sold at Costco, Walmart, and other major retailers. The recalled products include snack wraps, taco kits, salad kits, and other foods made by Rizzo Lopez Foods Incorporated. Health officials have said evidence linked the company's dairy products to an ongoing deadly listeria outbreak that's been happening since 2014.
Grunge rock band Pearl Jam is heading out on tour, announcing stops this spring after the release of a new album. Eddie Vedder and his Seattle rock band will begin their tour in Vancouver on May 4th. They'll do shows in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Portland before then heading to Europe. After that, the grunge rockers will return to the U.S. in August for 11 shows, including in Chicago, Boston, and New York City. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we've got to admit, the majority of Americans see us as being on the wrong track. Great observation. Now, what does the right track look like? I say we've got to return to first principles, those first principles that we have found that are right there in the Constitution. Yes, the Constitution, that educational facilities, universities, and, you know, just right on down the line, public school system, has ignored, say, well, it's not important. How can it not be important? That is everything about our birth certificate, everything about who we are as a vision, as a country. Not about a Republican Party or a Democrat. It's about being an American. This is why these first principles are so critical. And we have been off track for a long time because we've been divided. We're not the United States of America. It's been a long time since we've been united. But the closest thing to it was after 9/11. But then that quickly went away because the power brokers understood that we needed to make sure they kept us at each other's throats and fighting one another instead of coming together on behalf of the greater good and the fulfillment of what our Constitution has to say. But since we've abandoned it and abandoned all these moral principles along the line, like a simple thing like the Ten Commandments in the hallways of the schools, I mean, since the mid-60s, look at the educational system. How good, you know, what is the fruit of those decisions? Are we better off or worse off? I mean, clearly the evidence is right before your eyes. You know we're worse off. I mean, we're battling over bathrooms and who can be in there and young girls getting raped because we're allowing boys to go into gender optional. I mean, this is absurd. It defies common sense. And this is where we are right now. We've become so open-minded, as my old mentor used to say. You can become so open-minded, your brains fall out. And seriously, I mean, I know that can be somewhat comical, but this is the reality. We're walking around with our brains hanging from the top of our skulls and, you know, and over our shoulders because we're just being a bunch of idiots, you know, going along with this stuff and the woke revolution. The fact of the matter is that America is under attack. And as our founding father said, Scott Powell, when we would come under attack, the most threatening attack that we would have would be that from the inside. And this is what is going on, exactly what they said was going to happen, Scott Powell. What do you say?
Very well said, Bill. I couldn't have said it better. And we're coming in next week. We'll talk about President's Day and really get into that subject a little bit more because we have these two great presidents, Washington and Lincoln, who foresaw the future that America would never fall from a foreign invasion, but would destroy itself from within. That was the greatest risk. They didn't forecast that it would happen, but they recognized that it was the greatest risk, and we are living it out right now.
And it intensifies as our border remains open when you have such a huge influx of people who have a vague clue of what America's all about, number one. Number two, set that clue aside and give them a vision that's imposed upon them, that is branded on them by the cartels. And this is so overlooked, Scott. Nobody wants to talk. They don't say anything about how these immigrants who are coming in. And I dare say, I say 97%, 98%. Some have said, oh, Bill, you're low on your estimates, probably 100%. And you may be right, but regardless, it is a huge majority of people who are coming across the border illegally. They do not get across the border without the pass and the approval of the cartel. And in order to get such pass and approval, is you got to be beholden to them. You got to do their bidding, whether it's sex trafficking, whether it's drug running. You're a mule for their, you know, for their enterprise, which has a supply chain that runs into just about every state of the union. This isn't on the other side of the border, ladies and gentlemen. And I guess for some of you, you realize that because of the violence and the crime that's happening in neighborhoods near you and in your zip code that heretofore were, you know, that you wouldn't even consider. But this is all brought to you, we say, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, you know, so when they try to tell you, oh, well, because they're going to blame Joe Biden on this down the road, and they're going to look for some sort of exit and say, we've got a new offering for you. Yeah, that Joe Biden, he was bad. And so we're going to give you Michelle Obama. Well, keep in mind that she's tied even more so to the policies that began with her husband, Barack Obama, that got us in this mess to begin with. This is the root of the Democratic Party. Okay, you cannot deny that, Scott.
No, you can't deny it. You can't deny it. The fact is that we are, you know, it is really beyond the Democrat. You know, the old Democrat Party is gone. And so for anybody out there who has voted Democratic, that party that you used to vote for is absolutely gone. The current Democrat Party is corrupt and controlled, and it's controlled to some extent right at the top. You know,
and this is not to give a pass to the Republican Party either, Scott.
No,
I want people to understand this because
there's corruption everywhere.
Because some are saying, oh, well, you know, you're not even mentioning the Republican. No, wait a minute. It's the whole system. Because what's happened, to your point, as far left as the Democrats have gone, they've actually pulled Republicans to the left to where, you know, when you look at the Republican Party, Scott, it's so comical. It's like it looks more like the Democrats of yesteryear. And it's the Republican Party itself that is vaporized through this whole process. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, what ties all this together is that we have largely departed from our roots, from the very thing that made us great, which was our Judeo-Christian heritage that was instrumental in forming the government that we have, a limited constitutional republic that had checks and balances to mitigate corruption of government, abuse of power, but at the same time empowered the people to be all that they could be, to be creative,
exactly.
To, you know, and we prospered tremendously. There's a reason why America became the number one nation in the world, the place that everybody wants to immigrate to, and that's because of that heritage. But by about the 1960s, we began to depart from that heritage. You could trace it back to driving, you know, to the decision that prayer had to be removed from the schools. I think that decision was made in 1962.
Right.
And then we had the, you know, we sort of had the sexual revolution in the Woodstock generation in the late 60s. Abortion was legitimized in the 72 or the 73 Roe v. Wade decision.
Right.
And we find that our country has just progressively moved away from its moral base. It's, you know, that morality came out of the Jewish tradition and the Christian tradition.
Exactly.
The Christians played the biggest role because those were the most numerous in America. At the founding, less than 1% of the American people were Jewish. It was relatively small. But our heritage, it's a continuous heritage. And America was the great nation because it built on that heritage. And when we depart from that heritage, this is what we get.
A godly heritage, who God himself said directly to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
Yes.
And that is a admonition that goes through the millennia, and our founding fathers understood that, and the Constitution reflected the righteousness of God, and this is why we were so blessed and successful. That was then, and this is now. More from Scott Powell after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? To spark vital conversations about faith, the Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people during the year if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If they say they already follow Jesus, invite them to join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's easy to forget that there are people, even in our own backyards, who've never heard the good news. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, we're asking you to reach the people in your own neighborhood. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can politely engage others in potentially life-changing spiritual conversations, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Scott Powell continues with us, the economist, author of Rediscovering America, currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute and member of the Committee on This Present Danger. Scott, congratulations on on the book Rediscovering America. Well, I'll tell you, it's been cited on many occasions. Amazon loves your book. I mean, everybody's people are responding to it. The people who read your book, this is must read, and this will encourage you and put that wind back under your wings you know, to lift you up to the heights that God Almighty would want you to be traveling at, right?
Yeah, well, we, you know, part of the communist strategy, and we are in a communist revolution. It's not, you can't call it a Russian style. It's more of a Chinese cultural revolution style. But in any case, we are in the midst of a revolution that wants to separate us from our past and our heritage and from what was good and demoralize us. Part of the strategy is demoralize the target population. And if you don't think that the forces at work are anything other than those that would demoralize us, cause us to give up hope. So Rediscovering America, it's the power of the book is it just gives so much hope to people. And it's not pie in the sky. It's substantive. It's recounting what happened in history, how godly people overcame impossible odds to succeed.
Every organization,
I wrote it for busy people. Purposely said, people are not reading books. I got to make this short. So it's a short book, and it's broken up into chapters that are very digestible. Each chapter maybe is somewhere as short as 10, but 10 to 14 pages. But each chapter is a standalone story about unique and critical periods of our history, and the reader will learn things that they've never heard before in any other history book.
Exactly.
For example, Chaim Soloman, a person that no historian has really covered. Chaim Soloman was a Jewish immigrant who arrived in Manhattan in 1775 when the revolution was in its first year. This is the American Revolution against the British. He had a passion for freedom. He fell in with the Patriot cause right away. And when Washington was defeated in New York, Chaim Soloman, this Jewish man, was arrested for being a sympathizer and a supporter of the Patriots. They threw him in jail. They learned that he spoke German because he had his financial business in Europe took him to all different countries, and he spoke German fluently. And so they enlisted him to be a translator for the German Hessian Army. Well, no sooner did he have that role, and he realized that no one can really understand what I'm saying, he began telling the German mercenaries that they were fighting on the wrong side, that they really needed to support the Patriot cause, not the British cause.
Right.
Finally, the British learned of this. They rearrested him, and now it was treason. He was going to jail, and he was going to his execution. Luckily, because he was a man of money, he was able to bribe the jailer, get out of jail, and he went to Philadelphia, and he became, because of his character, he became the conduit for the Dutch government and the French government to support the Patriot cause, to support Washington's colonial army. And he also raised a lot of money. He was a genius with money, and that's true for a lot of Jewish people. They really understand how to make it and how to work systems to produce wealth. Mm-hmm. He produced a lot of wealth, and he gave all the wealth that he produced to Washington's cause. And it was about $650,000 in those days, which equates to right now to over $11 billion. That's significant money. If that,
exactly.
if Washington didn't get that support from a Jewish immigrant, we wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Right?
And as you say, the Jews have represented less than 1% of the population at the time.
Why has Chaim Soloman been known? Well, because the dominant culture in America was Christian, and so the historians never really gave credence to that story. But that's in the book. And many others just like it that are just unique stories of amazing people that did amazing things. And they were all godly people. That's what's so unique, is that God's hand was behind America and America's rise and greatness. And we can be a great country again if we return to that heritage and to that, to our God. Our God will help us. When we show we repent and acknowledge our failure and we invite him back into our culture.
Amen. Well, Scott, what you have put before us, and you continue to do so, which is so key, is you're reminding us of our history. And the reason our history is so important, because it reflects our identity. See, we've abandoned our identity. You know, George Orwell, of course, in his book, 1984, warned us, said, you know, who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. Here's where we are right now. Our history has been hijacked. Things are being removed. And why? I mean, we were warned, and this is what's happening. This is playing out right before our eyes, because it all has to do with the identity, the impression that God has placed not only on all of us as Americans, but as an institution, as a founding. I mean, clearly the hand of God was upon, the birthright of America for a specific reason. But if we ignore that and forget it, then we do something that really upsets God, you know, in much
the
same way.
We allow the enemy to come inside the gates, which is what's happened.
Exactly.
Let me explain it this way. Our Judeo-Christian orientation, when we have that orientation, it actually requires that we honor our parents, our grandparents, mm-hmm. our forebears,
yeah.
and to cherish and retain and protect the memorials and landmarks that they left behind us. Now, atheists and communists, on the other hand, reject this foundational view of our civilization. And they have infiltrated our governments at all levels and are using their power now against the American people and their general belief that history, good and bad and ugly, because it is, and we learn from our failures, right, more than mm-hmm. sometimes our successes,
right.
that history should be preserved and passed on to future generations. And used as a lifelong learning tool. So we renew ourselves by returning to our past and what worked
exactly.
in the past. Yep.
Well, you see, and this is what leadership does. And we've been vacant of leadership. And leadership comes from God. And when you are a godly nation, you lose that anchoring. And we have been sputtering around, going in circles, not winning wars, not really helping, you know, people for a while there. For 4 years, we got a slight interruption from the madness that we had to experience on the bookend experience between Obama and Biden. And the people are still, it's amazing to me, Scott, because it's so obvious. The evidence is empirical. I mean, just like a simple thing like the border. You do common sense things for the border and you control the border. You abandon that, which was what Joe Biden did on day one of his presidency, and all hell breaks loose and you got all kinds of chaos. We're
yeah.
energy independent one moment. He puts into executive order and says, no, we don't need to be energy independent. You know, the most important resource that makes the world go round, that drives business,
well,
that drives
the
industry.
Well, he pushed the Green New Deal. And do you know who benefits the most from the Green New Deal?
Well,
not the American people. The Chinese.
Of course,
the Chinese
yeah.
dominate the photovoltaic panels. Over 70% of them that are installed in America are made in China. The
mm-hmm.
Chinese dominate the lithium mining and control of that critical fuel for the batteries. They control 75% of the cobalt. So when we're going green, the Chinese are building hydro, you know, they're building coal-fired plants. They're using all the oil that they want to. They don't buy into the Green New Deal. They're
right,
voicing on us as a false
yeah.
religion. While they get mm-hmm. stronger, we get weaker.
Yeah, they're not buying into the new Green Deal any more
no,
than they're
no, no.
they're having their
they know
any more
fraud.
Than yeah any more than they're having their children watch America's version of TikTok, right?
That's right.
Which Joe Biden now has decided, even though on all government phones you're not supposed to have TikTok as an application on any government phones, but Joe Biden says, "Hey, I'm in." Oh, go figure. We got to put a wrap on it right there, Scott Powell. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate your time. Take
Absolutely,
care.
Absolutely, Bill. Thank
you.
You
want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component.
employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services among Americans. Housing and shelter costs were primary contributors, although reduced gas prices partially mitigated the overall increase. Core prices, excluding the volatile categories of food and energy, escalated by 3.9% compared to the previous year. The U.S. says it is not backing the Israeli military advances into the city of Rafah. Israeli officials announced their troops are targeting four Hamas battalions occupying the city. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby.
Get an extended pause in place to bring the violence down, to get people out and get aid in.
The White House announcing details of a proposed six-week ceasefire in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Dan Biddle is going to be joining us in just a few moments, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, unearthing the mysteries of Noah's flood. We're having Dan back because I got to tell you, this movie is so important. You must make this a priority in your life to see this. It's going to be a Fathom event. It's set to debut via Fathom on March 20th and 21st of this year. The tickets are now available. You must see this, and bring families, bring friends. Busloads of your churches should attend this. It is that significant, and Dan Biddle will explain why. And I think early on, one of the things that we discussed, Dr. Biddle and myself, was that the significance of Noah's flood, things have got lost in translation, and we need to revisit why, what was God thinking? What was happening on the earth that God, got to the point and said, I regret, and of course, this is, in a sense, I mean, this is Holy Spirit inspired, so we're trying to, put our understanding of what God said or somehow, might have implied, or however way you want to interpret this, that he was disappointed with his creation. I mean, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks, I don't know what will. Dr. Dan Biddle joins us now. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you much for having me on. I'm excited to do this again.
Yeah, this is so important again, and I'm glad we could have a little bit more time to talk about this. And the thing that I want to focus on in this particular point, Dan, is that, what God, how he must have been so aggrieved with his creation, a creation that not that long before, you might say, he finished it off by saying it was very, very good. It was very good. All the other steps were good. but the crowning jewel of his creation was very good. And we go from very good to very bad. How grievous must that have been for our Holy Father?
You know, it's incredible because God loves us so much that he gave us free will as part of that very good creation. And we're the ones who chose to mess it up and go against him by eating from the forbidden tree. But he still loved us enough to give us free will. But you're right. Everything was, the plants and the animals worked together. You know, we were supposed to eat only the green plants. The animals were only supposed to eat the green plants. And God called it very, very good. But when you look on YouTube nowadays and you type in for a video that says, watch a Komodo dragon eat a deer alive or a pig alive, that's not part of a very good creation. Something had to happen to bring death, suffering, bloodshed, violence, cancer into the world. And it was our choices that did that. So God did choose to rewipe the world with the flood. And, of course, he sent us Christ to redeem us from that curse of sin and death.
And the thing that's sad about this, Dan, is that as we get a little bit of glimpse of God's glory and understand how evil that is, a Komodo dragon eating another animal, if you have the comprehension and the capacity to see that evil, I think that in of itself could be life-changing because you realize in an instant, this is not the way the Father planned it to be.
You know, what's amazing is I believe that we all have Eden in our hearts. We know that death is so grievous because it's not natural. We were designed to live forever, but it was the choice of our forefathers, you know, Adam and Eve, that brought sin, death, suffering into the world. So God created everything perfect in 6 days, called it very good, commanded us and the animals to eat only seed-bearing plants and vegetation. And then, but he said, if you eat from the fruit of the middle of the tree, you will surely die. And that's exactly what happened. God says, you know, to dust from you came and dust you're going to now return. So he's talking about physical death, not a spiritual death, but a physical death. And we brought about all those things to us in this world. When you see a video of an animal eating another animal, there's something internal in you that knows that's not right. I wish I could stop it. Yeah.
And then here, of course, the lie starts in the Garden of Eden, and it began with Satan, the evil one, questioning, did God really say, right?
You know, that is one of the most profound verses in Scripture because it's the lie that shook the universe. When the enemy tempted Adam and Eve and said, did God really say? And, you know, I see millions of Christians falling for that same lie today. When they graduate college, when they go through college, they're asking, did God really say? And we're only living through the prophetic time because 2 Peter 3 promises and prophesied that in the last days, people will deny those two things, creation out of water and destruction by water. And that's exactly what's happening when you go to college today, is that all youth across America are required to take at least 6 core unit classes, base curriculum classes like geology and anthropology and other classes, that they're going to get doused in evolution teaching, and they're going to graduate from college believing there was no creation out of nothing and there was no destruction by a flood. So we're actually living through prophetic times when Peter said, he says, above all else, know that in the last days scoffers will come. And we're here. We're living through those days right now.
Yes, that even God's elect would be confused and that they would be convinced of the lie. This is how dangerous this is, and it's why with this admonition, our defense is, again, in our choosing, which got us here in the first place, as you said, our defense is to choose rightly, to choose those things. You know, Jesus said, it's not by food I live, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Boy, I'll tell you, that tells you something significant. And for these last of the last days, I thought it was quite interesting that two things that Dr. Billy Graham said, which he very rarely did he ever comment on the prophetic. In my understanding and experience and having worked on his campaign in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, never heard him talk about, you know, eschatology or, the prophetic. But when asked by a reporter, Dr. Graham, are we living in the last days? He said, without hesitation, he said, these are the last of the last days. And wow. I thought that was pretty profound, you know, coming from him. And the other thing was asked is, do you have any regrets? And he said, the regret I have is that I didn't spend more time in the Word of God. This is Billy Graham saying this, right?
Wow. You know, the Bible has several markers for us, one of which is the spirit of lawlessness will increase in the last days. And did you know, when I was a teenager, I'm 55 now, but when I was a teenager, if you were caught with marijuana, you know, you could go to jail as a teenager. You could go to juvenile hall, and they have all kinds of rules and regulations. But, you know, I can hop in my car now and drive down the interstate and look at billboards that say 1-800-DIAL-MARIJUANA to your house. We'll deliver it straight to your front door.
Right.
And you can walk in grocery stores in California and grab as much of the produce as you want, put it in your shirt, and walk out the front door. They have a no-chase, no-stop policy.
Up to $1,000 now, Dan. Up to $1,000 worth of product. So whether it's a grocery store, a jewelry store, you know, the bash and grab and run type thing is very accepted in the state of California, sadly. This is so dangerous when you start accepting evil, right?
Very much. It's the spirit of lawlessness that has been increasing, and it's really prophetic.
Well, we've got more to discuss with Dr. Dan Biddle, this incredible movie. Again, this is one of those appointments that you must make. Save the date. Put it on your calendar. Also, make sure you go out and get your tickets. A Fathom event that will take place on March 20th and 21st. Tickets are now available. The movie we're talking about is The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Dan Biddle on the other side of the break.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinalloftheus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Okay, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Dan Biddle, the executive producer of The Ark and the Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. Dan, when this project came to you, what was your first reaction?
You know, I've always known in my heart that this movie had to come out because of how the flood evidence really changed my own life. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's when I went to Canada and I overlooked the Dinosaur Provincial Park, I saw a 14-mile stretch of land that was filled with dead dinosaurs buried under 50 feet of mud, and they were buried with clams, fish, and oysters. And I thought, my gosh, how much higher did the water have to be over this region to bury 10,000 dinosaurs over a 14-mile stretch of land under 50 feet of mud? And I'll never be able to unsee what I saw that day. It became very obvious to me that Genesis 6 to 9 is real history. And for me, it was like being born again. It's where I went to a chiropractic adjustment and my head was able to click in line with my heart. And it was life-changing.
Wow. Yeah, this must have been, I can only imagine, just as you're sharing with us, you know, the sight and the confirmation of what you had been reading in the Word of God, and you see the reality of this, frozen in time, left as a memorial, and a significant, and this is the thing about God. When you study God, you see from time to time, because even when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, in time and again, they would stop and they would place rocks or some memorial to remind them of what had happened, right? And in a sense, God allows this memorial to be exposed there, and you're able to see it. And again, I guess part of that is for you to receive, you know, marching orders from God to say, look at this is just the beginning, what I'm showing you, and you need to show this to other people.
You're absolutely right. You know, I think one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen is learning about the Morrison Formation, which is a 13-state formation in the middle of America. It's 13 interconnected states, a 600,000-square-mile area that's filled with dead dinosaurs, millions upon millions of them, and they're buried with fish, clam, mammals, and even birds, which dinosaurs were supposed to evolve into. Mm-hmm. So I had to ask myself, what on earth could lay down a 300-foot-thick pancake layer of dirt over 13 states and fill it with millions of dinosaurs? And if that doesn't scream worldwide flood, I don't know what is. The enemy has obfuscated and kept this truth away from Christians today, and we're going to unveil it in our flood movie and prove to people that Noah's flood really happened.
Yeah, exactly. And why it happened, Dan? This is the other thing too, is that people need to understand that God is righteous, and because He's righteous and just, He has to. If you're the lawgiver, you've got to be the one who oversees the law and punishes it for correction, right?
You know, it was really out of God's mercy that He sent the flood and preserved humanity by taking the 8 humans and Noah's family and putting them on the ark, because everything else perished because God said He looked upon man and the thoughts and the intentions of his heart were evil continually. And we can only imagine what that would look like. But God in His mercy took the fallen dominion of man and all the humans that were just scrappy evil and buried them under sediment. And God says, I will destroy them with the earth. And that's why we find really no post, pre-flood human remains, because God scrubbed them from, from memory through the flood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason that God has pulled back the veil for us to see the evidence of what happened, Dan, as you reported. And of course, what this movie will do, just like you, it's going to be life changing. I mean, when I saw it in our first conversation, I thought, well, this is way significant. I mean, we need to be aware of this. We need to get, as you said earlier off air, we were talking about, we need to get eyes, and I say souls, in front of this movie.
Yeah.
Because this is what it's all about, isn't it? After everything is said and done.
You're absolutely right. And, this is not a brag on me or the film or the director, but just quite honestly, having now seen this movie through the pre-screener, shown to over 1,000 people, I honestly can't imagine anyone not being moved by this film. You could take the most hardened skeptic, agnostic, atheist, pick whoever you want. If they can sit through this hour and 52 minutes, it's going to move them. It's going to cause them to think about things. It's going to cause them to realign their perspectives and their worldview. A lot of this evidence is, quite frankly, undeniable, and it's obvious, and it's worldwide. I mean, how do you bury a 13-state region with dead dinosaurs and mix it up with fish, birds, and clams? How do you do that without a worldwide flood? I mean, it's the most obvious thing. Mm-hmm. And put them in a 300-foot-thick pancake of mud that swaths over 13 states. I mean, come on, people. It's the most obvious thing
exactly.
ever. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Taking on the skeptic's mindset, if Noah's flood did happen, how should we realign our thinking?
You know, what it did for me is I became a Christian when I was 11, fell away from the Lord until I was about 17, went through a little rebel time, and then came back, and then went to seminary in my 20s and 30s, and the seminary taught me, well, if you want to believe in the Hebrew, the original authors are talking about a young earth because the 6 days are real ordinary earth rotation days, and the genealogies in Genesis 5 and 10 lead back to all the way up to Christ, who lived, it's a 6,000-year picture from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And then they said, well, but if you believe in science, the earth has to be millions of years old, so go figure it out. And that caused me to live in a place of unrooted faith for years, because I didn't know where to put cavemen, where to put saber-toothed cats, where to put the flood, if it was a progressive flood or a local flood. I didn't know any of that stuff until I ran headlong into the evidence myself, which we put in this movie, that really undeniably shows that it was a worldwide catastrophe that buried everything, including the dinosaurs. So I will never walk into a museum and see it the same again. I walk into museums and I see the truth. What's in the displays are true, but everything they say about them is not. I mean, there's no, do you know that evolutionists have now run out of excuses for explaining soft tissue? They're no longer even trying, because now the list is up to 122 peer-reviewed journal articles that have substantiated 16 different types of bioorganic tissues found in dinosaur bones that simply can't be millions of years old.
You know, it is astonishing. Again, you go from then and you fast forward to today, 2024, and you consider Noah's flood through the perspective of the end times that we are in. Clearly, I believe that we are in the end times. And this message that humanity, that God's creation, must hear and must be aware of, Dan. Break that down for us. We've got about 3 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will break it down for you. Some of the other ministries that are aware of this film have decided to put it under covers and not promote it widely, which is a travesty. Wow. Just because we talk about end times. They're like, oh my gosh, we agree with 95% of this movie, but because you talk about end times, we really can't touch it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What did Jesus say about Noah's flood? Jesus himself in Matthew 24 said he drew the flood as a comparison to end times. Jesus himself said, just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be with the coming of the Son of Man. People will be eating and drinking and having a great time, not thinking about judgment. So if Jesus is going to pull the metaphor together, we're going to pull it out too. And in the last 5 or 10 minutes of this movie, we say, look, there was a judgment in the past. There's another judgment coming. Are you ready for it? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be bold and profoundly proclaim that message to say there's a judgment in the past. There's a judgment in the future. Get ready for it because Christ has extended grace and salvation to all who will believe.
Well, Dr. Dan Biddle, in a sense, we're the metaphorical men and women on the wall. We're the watchmen on the wall, and we're sounding the alarm. We would be irresponsible not to do so. For those, and my prayer is, look at the people that need to hear this message and see this movie, I trust that God, will penetrate, through the stiffness and the hardness of heart of these institutions, churches, and otherwise, that would try to block this important message. This is critical. This is now information that you must be aware of because God gives us prophecy. He gives us warning, to protect us, not to steal away our joy or our fun, does he?
So true. I don't want to be like a lobster boiled in a pot 2 degrees at a time and is not aware of what's going on around us. These are very interesting times we're living through, and this movie is going to provide a compelling case to get your spiritual act in order.
And the thing is that, God gives you the option to be on the winning side. We are free choice agents.
It's a free gift.
Exactly. And there will be winners and losers. And Dr. Dan Biddle, we want everybody listening to this to be winners, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
They're in their families.
Thanks for having me on again. This is terrific. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. Fathom event coming up March 20th, 21st. Tickets are now available, and we will see you there for the Ark and the Darkness. Thank you so much. Take care.
NoahsFlood.com. Thank you very much.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.